are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Howdy doody, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Are you packed?
We're packed!
Are you ready to go?
We're ready!
It's time for
here. It's a very, very, very special time of the year, 'cause we're gonna leave our work behind, and now it's time to have fun. We're going on vacation. We're packed, we're ready to go. Take a plane, take a train to get there fast, or a car will get you there slow. And when we get we're gonna have fun. We're going on vacation. We might have trouble along the way. Might have trouble, but that's okay. We'll stick together, everything will work out fine. And before you know it, we'll be there, sending postcards everywhere, telling our friends, wish you were here, having the greatest time. It's time to make some memories, there's lots to see and do. Each day's an adventure, each day brings something new. The family's all together, it's time to have some fun. We're going on vacation. We might have trouble along the way. Might have trouble, but that's okay. We'll stick together, everything will work out fine. And before you know it, we'll be there, sending postcards everywhere, telling our friends, wish you were here, having the greatest time. Don't ask when we'll get there, your guess is as good as mine. Just bring along some things to do to help you pass the time. And before you know it, we'll be there having a lot of fun. We're going on vacation. Before you know it, we'll be there having lots of fun. We're going. It's gonna be great. Do you like to go on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of things do you like to do, Sam?
Swim in the ocean.
Mm-hmm, that's fun. Hannah?
Just be lazy.
Oh, not have to get up anytime. That's good.
Relax.
Relax. Well, when you go away, sometimes you need to ask your friends and neighbors for help, don't you, with things?
Getting your newspaper.
Your mail.
Feeding your pets.
Taking care of your house.
That's right. And Jesus told a parable about a man who went away on a journey and left his talents with his servants. Now, in the Bible, what is a talent, Miranda?
It was a lot of money.
Okay.
A talent was the largest measurement of money in Bible times.
One talent was worth 3,000 shekels.
One talent was worth an entire life's wages.
And that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's read from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and hear Jesus' parable about talents.
A man who was going on a journey and entrusted his property to them.
To one, he gave 5 talents of money.
to another 2 talents,
and to another 1 talent, each according to his own ability.
Then he went on his journey.
The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more.
So also, the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more.
But the man who received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more.
His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
The man with the 2 talents also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more.
His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you."
His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest."
"Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents.
For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance.
Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him."
"And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Well, let's think about the lesson Jesus wants us to learn from this parable. He was always using everyday things to teach us spiritual truths. Who do you think the wealthy traveler is in this story?
God.
Mm-hmm. And the servants, Hannah?
Us.
Right. And what do the talents represent?
Gifts that God gives.
That's right. And were they all given the same amount?
No.
No. Why do you think they weren't all given the same amount?
They were given talents according to their abilities.
And when the man came back after a long absence, what did he find? Luke?
He found that 2 of his servants had doubled their talents and 1 of them had not, and he was not happy with that one.
Okay, but how about the 2 that had doubled them? Was he real pleased with them? Miranda?
Yes, he was. He even said that he'd give them more.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful when we think of that? God made us too, didn't he?
Yeah.
We have a purpose, and God will give us gifts. Let's hear this song about God Made Me. Remember when we did this song?
Yeah.
God Made
Me.
God made you for a purpose, and he has given you talents, not the money kind of talent. different kinds of talents, like the how smart you are and how kind you are and how talented you are in music and dance. What gifts has God given you, and how can you use them and multiply them for his glory? Carolyn.
I like to, like, watch little kids, and I watch them sometimes, like, during church.
Okay.
You can sing for a church in their worship band.
Mm-hmm. Miranda?
You could be a missionary.
Miranda was a missionary, and certainly you had lots of opportunities to use gifts that God gave you and to teach people about the Lord.
They had nobody, like, to teach them good stuff, so they often just, like, kid and said mean stuff because they didn't know it was wrong, so we had to tell them that that was mean and bad.
You told them, but it was your example, too, right? The way you lived your life. And all of us, the way we live our life, people are watching us, and when we say we love the Lord, and people are watching to make sure that we are good people and are kind people. What else? I'm thinking of something that we're doing right here in this room. Carolyn?
We're ministering to other kids and people in the world.
We sure are. When we sing songs and when we sit here and share what God has put in our hearts, we are using our gifts and hopefully multiplying them too, right?
Yeah.
How about someone else? Miranda?
If you had, like, a sports gift, if you ever got, like, really high and they, like, say you had to get here, instead of talking about you could say, God gave me that gift.
I've seen that before on TV, too, haven't you, when people are interviewed? But even before you get to that level where you're on TV, you can share with people that God gave me the strength to do that. It can just be something that you say to someone. That's a good point. So how can we apply this lesson to our lives?
Use the gifts that God has given you.
He will give you more.
Don't hide them.
We will share the Master's happiness.
Our walk is pleasing to God.
Our gifts are valuable. Each one of us has different gifts.
Some have more, but it doesn't matter.
What matters is to make the most out of what we have been given.
It's important to acknowledge that all of our gifts come from who?
God.
That's right.
All that we are is from His hands.
We need to work hard.
We need to humbly serve Him.
Bring Him glory.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for all the gifts you have given us.
We want to use them, not hide them.
We love you and want to give you our best.
As we work for your kingdom, give us your strength and courage.
Give us your wisdom.
In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you have learned that God wants us all to do His work.
Tell us how God has gifted you and what you are doing to help His kingdom grow.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Demonium, Maryland, 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Or call us at 1-800-527-5522.
That's 1-800-527-5522.
Visit us online to learn more about our music and ministry at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember, God has given all of us gifts.
Use them to help others.
Use them to help make His kingdom grow.
Use them to bring glory to Jesus.
Use them to praise Him.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.